Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. That's something that we can say every day. Amen. Every day is a new beginning. We thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that we invite you to interact with us through Blog Talk Radio, and we just have a good time just sharing the word. We come with various speakers on Wednesdays. This week we are sitting in for Pastor Dawn Nixon from out of New York. They're having their convocation, so we are sitting in. We're sitting in for her at this time. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. We are going to have prayer, and then we're going to go through our scripture. We open up the mics for you to interact, and we do invite you to interact. We have so many people that are listening by phone or via internet, and we just try to share a word of God and be an encouragement one to another. There are so many obstacles that we go against since we are Christians and we're standing by faith. There are so many obstacles that we come that come in contact with us, and we need each other to encourage, to share a word, and if more than anything, just dive into the word and see what the Lord says about certain situations. So if you have a desire on your heart, something that may be concerning you, please, you know, do not hesitate to share. We have so many men and women of God who tune in, and, you know, if I can't answer it, you know, there's someone on that is usually ready to avail themselves. So, you know, we come together as one, not divided, but we come together as one. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that as we unveil your word, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just give us the insight to share words of wisdom, Heavenly Father. We know that it comes on high, and so we just come to you, the source, to ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just guide us as we are directed to share your word, Heavenly Father, and we just pray that all that is said, Heavenly Father, that we're all one accord and everything is decent and in order. Father, we just ask that you would bless the sick and afflicted, those that know you and those that don't. Father, we ask, Lord, that we would just be a vehicle, Heavenly Father, to those, Heavenly Father, who may be hurting, who may be going through some type of challenges, that we may be a vehicle, Heavenly Father, to share the love of Christ through this this ministry. We just ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I could take a quick shout-out to a sister that comes on from out of Maryland, Von Zetta Wilborn, who has just graduated. So we just send out congrats to her. And she celebrates her graduation. Amen. We're coming from the book of Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. And our topic today: are you in a dry place? Are you in a dry place? Now that's something that as we go through and we, you know, digest the word. You know, we do open up the mics, and we just invite you to come in and share where you are, or, you know, what God, how God has blessed you and on your journey for Christ. Amen. Are you in a dry place? Amen. 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 And the word of the Lord says as such: the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of God, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay fineness upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and the skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, and they may live. So I prophesied, and he commanded me, and the breath came unto them. And they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, says the Lord, behold, I will open up the graves and raise you from the graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. That is up to 13, and verse 12 goes on to say, well, 13, when he reached Benjamin's gate, the captain of the guard, whose name was Ariah, son of Shilemiah, the son of Hananiah, arrested him and said, you are deserting the Babylonians. So as I have read that, now when we go back and we look at Jeremiah, looking at the history of Jeremiah, Jeremiah was ordered by the Lord to speak to a country that the Lord was about ready to judge. God gave him the vision to be able to see the people that he lived with was going to be destroyed. And he was the one that had to come in and tell them, thus said the Lord. He saw a nation that was dead before it even happened. God gave them the vision to be able to see the nation, even as he had destroyed it. He allowed him to be able to see that nation, a destroyed nation that God was going to come in and destroy because of disobedience. Because of disobedience. And so when the Lord says in 37, it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me on the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. The matter is transacted here. This was the vision that God had given him. When we're looking at that, it's talking about the vision that God had given him of what was to come. What was going to come of the people? The vision. And when it moves on to verse 2, it says, and he led me around among them, and behold, they were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. When we look at the word, and I'm going to target the word valley. When we look at a valley is something that's low. A valley is something that's almost like when you're at the top, you're looking down. So during that time, the valley represented Mesopotamia during that time. And the scene that he was looking at was Israel, and the state was a national disaster. Looking from on high, God gave him that vision, and he could see Israel, a national vision. He could see Israel, what it was going to look like after the Lord had placed judgment on them for their disobedience. Sitting on high, the vision, the valley was the nation of Israel. And as I move through, I don't want to do a lot of talking. I want to open up the, you know, the mics to you, those that are on, as we're going through. And I, you know, if there's a comment, please share with me. Let's go through this together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. So I'm asking on, you know, leaving the mics up as I'm, you know, we went through verse 1 and 2. Amen. Any comments? Amen. All mics are open, so if you all you'd have to do is just talk. Amen. Okay. So you know, we're looking at it, and when we're looking at it, and led me around among them. Now we're looking at, so far we've talked about the valley. We're talking about the valley, and he's setting him on high, and he's looking at the nation of Israel. A nation of Israel, and the scene to him was a state of national disaster. When you see us talk about a state of national disaster, that means that that something has happened that has destroyed what it used to be. It has destroyed what it used to be. Now, this is the vision that Jeremiah, that God has placed on Jeremiah to be able to see what the Lord was going to do. Amen? And as we move on to verse 3, and he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, you know. You know. O Lord, you know. Can you, can these bones live? Thou knowest. Here, he is implying that humanly speaking, that his faith, through his faith, he was saying he could not answer that. He could not answer that. Son of man, can these bones live? And he said, oh, Lord, you know, meaning I don't know. In my humanly nature, I don't know. From the vision that you've given me, knowing all that Israel is doing, everything that is going on with Israel, they are going backwards away from the Lord rather than to the Lord. And he said, I don't know. I really don't know. The Lord, you know. Thou know it. Thou know it. What I'm looking at is humanly impossible for me. And if you want to look at that, and if you want to dig a little further on that, if you go to Deuteronomy 32, 39, and it talks a little bit more about that in terms of what's impossible to us is not impossible to God. An image of Christian faith. Where, in other words, how can the dead become resurrected? How can the dead become resurrected? So that's almost, if I'm looking at you, talking to you, my brothers and sisters, and I see a national disaster, and I'm looking at death, nothing but death. All I see is bones. Nothing but death. And then I'm asked the question, can these bones live? Can they be resurrected? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our natural mind, in our natural state of mind, you know what it's going to be. How we see things is totally different than how God sees it. Mm-hmm. What's impossible to us is possible with God. And that's where faith comes in. That's where faith comes in, by believing in God. What appears to be impossible, by God, it becomes possible. And that's what our infinite mind, it takes us to the point where, you know, where we just can't see that far. Our understanding cannot comprehend that much. not when it comes to what the Lord can do. And that's why it's vital, it's important that we keep our faith in God, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it looks like, we are, as our Christian faith, we are believers, and we're supposed to believe even those things that appear impossible. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what we look at is, and the image of Christian faith believes that can the dead be resurrected?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be resurrected? And again, my brothers and sisters, you know, I did mention, if you want to do some research a little further, Deuteronomy 32:39, you can go to John 5:21. There's also, it speaks on it, Romans 4:17, and also 2 Corinthians 1:9. Let me repeat that again in case you're writing it down. Deuteronomy 32:39. John 5:21, Romans 4:17, 2 Corinthians 1:9. Amen? If you want to go a little further, you know what, that's what it's all about. That's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Not going by what you hear, but doing your own, do your own research. Don't judge what's being said. You go and look it up for yourself. Amen? The Lord says, in all things, gain understanding. And that's where the understanding comes. When you take the effort and begin to start to research, to look, to make sure that what's being said is valid. There are many that will, listen, we can mess up the Word of God. We can mess it up. We're not perfect. So that's why it's important that you go and look it up for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So as we move on to verse 4, and we just exegetically breaking down the Word of God as we're looking at how, this is how I interpret it as I'm going through. And again, my brothers and sisters, when you want to come in and you want to dialogue on something, please do. Okay, but in actuality, what I'm looking at, we're taking what's happening with Jeremiah in the nation of Israel, and we're applying it to the days. We're using applications for today. Amen? Because I truly believe that the Word of God is nothing but a testimony. They're examples. And that's what we use in our daily application. Amen? That's just what we use to survive, to be able to make it in this world. Amen? And 4, and then he said, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prophesy means to proclaim God's word. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Proclaim God's word. That means that it's quickening word to them. When you're prophesying, you're giving a word, and it's a quickening word unto the hearer. Amen? And this is something that even the human nature, we still can't understand. It's when we prophesy, it's a power, it's an innate power of the divine word of God and how it affects that individual. Amen? And here we're looking, saying, it says where it says, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O bones, hear the word of the Lord. That's that quickening word. Saying it, and once it's prophesied, amen? Sometimes, you know, the longevity is prophecy, but here it's talking about a quickening word. It's going to happen right in front of our eyes. It's going to happen right in front of our eyes. So it is a prophet that's being said what the God is telling him, what he wants him to do, and he is supposed to prophesy. And as a believer, it's saying that it's going to be done. This is what's going to happen. And so Jeremiah.
I like that, Elder John.
Amen. Go ahead.
I like that, Elder John, because God, this is a wonderful word right here, the dry places in our lives. And what he's taken, as he told Jeremiah, he asked Jeremiah the question. And then Jeremiah posed the question back to him, Thou knowest, God. You know that if I say it, it can. But God was telling Jeremiah, the word is in your mouth. So prophesy to it. I've given you the authority to call those things that are not as though they are. So God is telling us in the dry places of our lives to speak to that dry place and watch that dry place come alive, come to life. Because the word, just like you said, Pastor, the word is a quickening word. It can't do nothing but quicken that situation, quicken our lives and that dry place in our lives. What we have to do is trust that what God has given us, we can speak those things, and life can be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you
I just wanted to say that.
How often do we have things in our lives that occur, trials, tribulations, situations in our lives, and we look at it and we become almost fearful of it happening. The first thing that comes to our minds, we see the worst. We don't see the best,
and it's
but
dead.
We see the worst. You know?
Yeah.
We see the worst. And how I see this is, this is just an example. Jeremiah, he saw the worst, so how could it get any better? He's looking at a nation that has been destroyed. There's nothing but bones all over the place. And God is asking, can they be resurrected? Can they be resurrected?
Mm-hmm.
I got a little tongue-tied on that. Can it be resurrected? Can these bones that you're looking at, can they live?
My God.
Can the situation that you have in your life that you're going through, can it live? Even though that you it as being a disaster, you look at
a
it as something that is so bad that you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine
it
getting
worse.
You can't even imagine that. And God is asking you. Speak to it. Speak to whatever that is that you're going through. Speak to it with faith.
Amen.
Speak to it with faith. Amen. And God is saying that it shall live. What you're looking at is dead, then it shall be resurrected.
Yeah.
I might be talking to someone out there, and you may be going through a situation that appears so bad in your life that it can't get any better. And this word that's coming to you is telling you, listen, my sister, my brother, that by faith it can live.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
That's why God is ahead of our life. He's over us. We can't even imagine what God can do. We can't even, our thoughts are not, nowhere close to how he's thinking. Nowhere close. There is no way that we can even imagine to what God, the plans that God has for us. All we have to do, all he wants us to do is believe. Have faith.
And have faith. And trust.
Trust him.
Amen.
Just trusting in God. Having faith.
Amen. Amen. I really love this verse right here, because like you said, Elder, it said prophesy over these bones and say to them. It tells us that we can speak to that horrible situation that's in our lives, no matter how valley. Because it said in the center of the valley, in the middle of the valley, and that's the deepest part of the valley. No matter how deep in that problem may seem to us, no matter if we just speak the word of God to it,
My God.
And then we can hear, and faith comes by.
Come on now.
And hear that the word, hear the word of God, and the next thing you know, that situation is moving out of your way.
Wow.
It's dead. It seemed like there's no way out. But see, the word of God said he has given us a way of escape. So no matter how bad, how deep that problem may seem, if we just speak the word of God to it, it's moving.
You.
Because you got to believe, as long as you believe and have faith and trust in God's word, that situation is moving.
That's good.
Amen.
That situation is moving.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, I love this verse. I love
this verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more comments? Amen. We're moving on.
Amen.
Jeremiah 37, Luke through 13. And we're on verse 4. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And we talked about that, where God is saying, prophesy. He's telling Jeremiah what he's supposed to do, and Jeremiah's supposed to do it quickly. Not think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not wonder if it's going to happen. Not sit on it. Well, let me come back tomorrow, and see. You know, and let me think about it. Let me just take some time. God is saying to Jeremiah to do it right now. Right now. God is saying to those of you what your situation is, don't wait on it. Right now. Speak to it right now. Don't wait.
Hallelujah.
Speak to it right now. Amen. 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 And then in 5 it says, thus says the Lord of God, these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. That's verse 5. Cause breath to enter you. Cause breath to enter you. God is what God is asking is Jeremiah is, catch my vision. Catch
my
vision.
Wow, that's good.
Can you catch my vision? Can you see the same thing
that
I see? Amen. Can you see the same things? And I want you looking in the other direction. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah,
look
that's
at
good.
Me. Can you catch my vision? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to speak into those things in your life. I want you to have the same vision that I have, knowing that it shall live. It shall not die. And if it's dead, it shall be resurrected. Catch
Amen.
My vision.
That's good.
Catch my vision.
Preach.
Amen. Catch my vision. Primary, this is what it says here, when he's talking to Jeremiah, he's telling Jeremiah that this is primarily, Jeremiah sees a nation that has been destroyed, and what God is seeing to Jeremiah is, he's saying, I want you to see the vision of Israel being restored. I want you to see the vision. I am going to destroy Israel. I've already given you the vision. Jeremiah is sitting on a mountain, and God has given him the vision to be able to see the bones, nothing but bones, nothing but a nation that's dead. Even before this happened, God has allowed Jeremiah to be able to see the nation destroyed. Disaster all over. And what right now, we're getting to the point as we begin, as we can continue to climb, God is saying to Jeremiah that primarily Israel, he's talking about Israel's restoration. I've destroyed it, but look, I want you to see it come alive. I want you to see it come alive. I want you to see Israel restored. Now, here's Israel, a place that's doing everything under the sun. They have moved, their heart has moved from God. And God is sad. God is sad. Why? Because he loves Israel. He loves Israel. And Israel, their heart has been removed from him. They have moved away from His laws. God, what God has asked them to become obedient, they become disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is happening. And God is about ready to destroy them. And he has chosen one prophet to see one. Right now, God is letting him know what's going to happen. And he's saying, I want you to speak into that nation that is dead.
Wow.
I want you to bring them alive.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to renovate the earth and the creatures hereafter. God wants to bring it alive. Listen, move them away from whatever their adultery is, whatever their hatred is, whatever their sinful nature is. Bring them back to me. Bring my people back to me. Now I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You have moved away from God. You have moved further and further and further away from God, and now you're looking at a life that's filled with disaster. Everything is
my
going
God.
Wrong. Nothing is going
mm-hmm.
wrong. You're looking at your life, and it's nothing but a disaster. And I'm here to tell you that God is saying that he can restore your life. Those things mm-hmm. that you're looking, that's dead in your life, God is saying it can be restored. It can. All you have to do is come back. Come back. Have
mm-hmm.
a heart
mm-hmm.
for the Lord. The same heart that you had before, God wants you back. He doesn't want to see you in the state that you're in, even though that you have fallen and your life is a disaster. It's dead. Nothing is going right. In fact, sometimes you probably ask yourself, why am I living? What am I doing here?
Mm.
You're asking yourself that because it's just that bad. And I'm here to tell you that Israel was in that same situation. And God loves Israel. God loves you too.
Amen.
And he wants you to come back. He wants you to come back. He wants to be your first love.
Yeah.
God wants to be not your second, not your third. God wants to be the first in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we move on, we get verse 5. I don't think we're going to hit 13, but we're moving on. Amen. 6.
Amen.
And I lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am God. Now, what it says here is I will lay sinews upon you. That is, the sinews is when you begin to start to see the body coming together. Right now, he's looking at nothing but bones. And that's when you begin to start to see the flesh starting to attach to the tendons and to the rest of the body to make it functional. Now he's beginning to start to see things coming together in the place that God has placed them in that body. These bones are coming together. The meat is beginning to start to cover the body. The bones, you know, the tendons, the bone, everything is coming in place. And he's looking at this coming. He's looking at this happening right now. He's looking at this happening right now. And I will say to the sinews upon you, you will cause flesh to come upon you and come and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And you shall live and you shall know that I am God. And I like that part there where it says, you shall live. When it says
Amen.
You shall live, meaning that you shall come to life again.
Mm-hmm.
You shall come to life again. Now, when I see that, that's exactly what I see with that. And then there's the other part that says, so that you know that I am the Lord. God wants to know without a shadow of a doubt that it was him and not someone else, not no prophet who spoke over your life in this world.
Amen.
But
that's right.
Only God that brought your life back together.
Get the glory.
It was this thing. Because what happened to you, no man, no human could have ever done.
Mm.
And you know, without the shadow of a doubt, there's nobody but God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Any comments?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's good. Amen.
I like the Amplified Version restates to us, the sixth verse. It says, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath and spirit in you, and you dry bones shall live, and you shall know and understand and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. So, yes, he's bringing that resurrection. He's bringing us back to life. But we have a responsibility, and we know that only he can do it.
Amen.
Our responsibility is to be loyal and in obedience unto him. Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. God. Amen. Amen. I like that when you say it in terms of being loyal. Being loyal.
Yeah.
You know, being loyal. If you're committed, you're committed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't be fine. If you're committed, you're committed. Go all the way. Go all the way. Mm-hmm. I like that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
So I was prophesying, so I prophesied, and as I commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound. And behold, a rattling of the bones came together. Bones to his bone, his bone. And I looked, and behold, there was sinews. Remember we talked about it, there was sinews on them. Meat coming, everything was being covered by meat on them. And flesh had come upon them. And the skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. So far we're looking at that the skeleton is beginning to start to come together.
Yes.
The meat was coming on the skin and the flesh. You can see all of that giving beauty to the body. But the problem was there was no breath. There was no breath. So when I see that, listen, you can walk around, and what gives us life is breath. The breath. Once breath is taken from us, the body we can still see, but we're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm seeing is that the body came together as it was supposed to, but there was no breath, meaning that there was no breath, there was no life in the body. There was no life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There was no life in Israel. When Israel was slowly coming together, there was no life. There was no life. So God had, there was a restoration of all of these parts. There was a restoration. And here, spiritually, a man may assume to be spiritual. He may be spiritual and full of life. But yet, he could be dead. Spiritually, he could be dead. You could be looking at that body. You could be looking at that body and no life, spiritually dead. Spiritually dead.
That's good. Dead man walking.
Dead man
That's why it is important. It says, try the spirit by the spirit. My brothers and my sisters, if they don't feel right, if they don't sound right, I just tell you to get away.
Yeah,
move away.
Don't try
to figure it out. Amen.
Amen.
We're on verse 10. Verse 10, I think we talked about it. Verse 9, we talked about in terms of spiritual life, you know, but then in verse 9, we talked about the spirit of life. If there is no spirit of life in it, then it's dead. But here's what happened in 9, where and it kind of reminds me that with Adam, God breathed breath into Adam. And what happens is, this is how deep it gets. The four winds were gathered. The four winds, a of the earth was summoned to breathe into those bones to make it mm-hmm. alive. The four winds breathed into it. And then it goes on to verse 10. It says, so I prophesied, and he commanded me. I like that. So I did what God asked me to do. If I want to put it in my words, I did just what God wanted me to do. And breath mm-hmm. came into them. And they lived mm-hmm. and stood on their feet. Exceedingly great army. An exceedingly great army. Hallelujah. Came to life and stood. Whatever's in your life that's laying down, once God is finished with it, it is going to stand. It is going be erected. It will not lay down. Listen, let me tell you something. When God is in the house, everything, listen, everything rises. Everything rises.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Listen, whatever's dead, it will not be dead any longer. That's the God that we serve.
That's right.
That is the God that we serve. And in 10, you know, there was such an honor on the divine word of God that came out of the mouth of man. When Jeremiah spoke that and the four winds came, that was a divine word that came out of his mouth, that God put in his mouth. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, God can do the same thing to you. God can put a divine word in you. Listen, let me tell you something. When you speak the word of God, you're speaking. Listen, when you speak the word of God, that's powerful.
Amen.
That's powerful. Well, how you doing? I'm all right. I'm just doing all right. What's all right? What's all right?
Amen.
God raised you. God took you all, watched over you all through the night, and you woke up the next morning, and you just all right. You don't know what you went through. You don't know what battle you went through just so that you can have.
Wow, that's good.
You don't need to know. You don't need to know what you went through because why? Because you were sleeping, and God watched over you the whole night.
Yes,
and made sure that you had life the next day, and you're just all right. Come on now.
Good.
You
got to
give me
the
greatest testimony you're making. A greater testimony than that. And then it goes on to 11. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. Meaning here that when Jeremiah looked and saw Israel in a state of disaster, Israel understanding and finding and realizing the state that they was in, and let me tell you something, you can be going further and further away from God and don't even know. Until somebody shines the light, and all of a sudden you find you've been in the dark all this time. You've been going in the dark all of this time. You've been searching around. That's why you've been searching around. And here on 11, it says that Israel realized the national state that they was in. They realized that because of their disobedience to God, that there was no hope. There was no hope for them. They felt that everything has been cut off of God. Remember, God loved them, and they felt everything was cut off. There's nothing in us to give hope. It's almost like having a withered branch. You see a branch is withered, and it almost looks like it's about ready to break off from the root of the tree, from the tree. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But
amen.
Please understand that you're just looking at that one part of the tree, that withered part of the tree, because the body of the tree is still standing.
Mm.
It's still standing. The body is what gave that branch life. Amen? The body is what gave that limb life. And then we go on. We go on to verse 12. And does anyone? Would someone like to read that? I'm going to change up a little bit.
Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring unto you into the land of Israel. That was the, That was 12.
Yes, yes. 12. Prophesy, saying unto them, behold, behold means look. Behold, I will open up your grave and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring into you the land of Israel. I will bring into you the land of Israel. Hope. When hope is gone, what is there? That's why we are as children of God. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in the living Savior. And the beauty of it here is, even though that they felt that their hope was cut off, notice God still says his people.
Yes.
God still says his people. When I see the word his people, meaning that they belong to him.
Amen.
So they're still his people. That means that they weren't cut off. They weren't cut off.
Amen.
God loved them. And that's the beauty of God's love, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Unconditional.
We can fall short. Mm-hmm. We can fall down, whatever. But God is still going to love us. And God is still beckoning us to return home.
Amen.
Still beckoning
that's so good.
To return home. Amen.
That's so good. That's so good.
Return home. Amen.
That is so good.
Amen. Any comments? Hallelujah. It doesn't make a difference what state you're in, my brother, my sister. God wants you to return home.
Amen.
God wants you to do a U-turn and return home.
Amen.
And for you, my brother or sister, who's been steadfast in the Lord, God wants you to remember that you're not cut off. So if you're not cut off,
Amen.
You don't have any kind of doubts of whatever situation you may be going through. Because
Amen.
God is the same God here as he is today. Because when God loves all of us, he loves each and every one of us. And no matter how we've fallen short, when we return home, God still has his arms waiting. He's just waiting.
Thank you, Lord.
God is just waiting. It's up to you, it's up to me to determine if we're going to return home.
Amen.
The world is going to make you look like you're already home. In the world, you're going to look like it's already home. You're already home. This is your comfort zone. This is where you're supposed to be until everything runs out. And when everything runs out and there's nowhere to go, then you're going to realize where the true source was.
Wow, that's right. That's right.
Amen, amen, amen. Any comments?
Good word. It's a good word.
Good word, good word.
It was. Wow.
I believe that we're in a state of disaster.
Yep.
I believe that just as how it was with Israel, that's where we are now. God wants his people to return home.
Amen.
God wants obedience. God wants to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And God, as God has chosen Jeremiah the prophet, different than any other, different than any other. I like when he says, son of man, that separates him different from others.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man, that separates him different from others. That tells me, that gives him a title, son of man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that God wants you and me to do the same. Catch his vision and speak the word out. Quicken the word, should I say, with a quickened word.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's going to happen later, but believing that God is going to react right now. God is a right now God. We might not be able to see it happening in front of our eyes as Jeremiah did, but it will happen. Our timing is not God's timing. Our ways
Amen.
Are not God's timing. But let me tell you something. When it happens, it's right on time. So if it's right on time, that means that it happened right away.
Yeah.
It's right on time.
That's good.
This is where we are. This is where we are. This is our challenge. This is our challenge. Not only speak the word to others, but speak it into our lives. Jeremiah, it took him time before he began to start to catch the vision. A prophet
yeah.
as great as he didn't catch the vision right away.
Right.
Then after he caught the vision, and that's why he said, I did just what you wanted me to do.
Yes. Yes.
The one that's not going to catch the vision is not going to respond right away.
That's right.
And that's
what
we are.
It's a process. Yes, it's
Amen.
A process. Just like how those bones linked up, the sinew connected the bones, and then the flesh came upon the bones, and then
yes.
they came all together. It's a process that we have to go through. We may not catch
okay.
that vision right away, but if we go
yeah.
through the process and allow God to do his work, we will
yes.
come home. We will be alive again.
That's
we
good.
Will
Amen.
Be alive again. Resurrected.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
We'll be resurrected. It's a process. We got to go through the process. We can't skip over nothing. There's nothing we can
mm-hmm.
jump over. We got to go through
mm-hmm.
the process. But if we go through the process and stay faithful and loyal and obedient to his word, going
mm-hmm.
through that process, we will live. We
Amen.
Will live.
Amen.
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 Amen. Such a good word.
Amen.
Such a good word.
Yes, excellent.
I'm declaring right now, I choose life.
Amen.
I choose life. My sister just finished closing. My sister had just finished. I don't know why I'm feeling. Could you just point that out there?
That you, Brent.
What do you say? What'd you say, Elder?
Would you close us out in prayer?
Close us out.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God. So thankful, Lord God,
yes.
to hear your word, to study your word, and knowing that no matter how deep in that valley that we may get, that you're right there with us to bring
yeah.
us out and to breathe life into us. Oh, we're so thankful for that. There's no situation that we can go through that you are not there and
Thank
will
you.
Bring
yeah.
us out. But as long as
yeah.
we have faith and
yeah.
we believe and trust in
yeah.
your word, we will live again. We
oh,
will be
yeah.
resurrected and
Thank
we
you.
Will stand firmly on you. In
yes.
Jesus'
thank
name,
you.
But thank
Amen.
You for the brother teacher tonight. It
yeah.
was such a wonderful word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you
thank
for
you,
life.
Lord. for his life.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Please telephone, tell a friend that we're here. And we just, all we're doing is just having a good time in the Lord. Amen. What
Amen.
Better way
Amen.
To see at 7 o'clock if you have nothing to do but in the Word of God. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. And every day, keep in mind, is a new beginning. Do not forget about
yeah.
it. So until next Wednesday, God bless you. We love you.
God bless.
God bless.
Sister Edna.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Is he hanging up?
Yes.
Are we disconnected?
We're hanging up.
No,
hang
you're still
up.
On. You're still on. You're still on.
Oh, okay. All right.
God bless
Good
you.
Night.
I can